We're joined this morning by Erica D'Arcangelo from the Narconon Arrowhead Agency. We're going to talk a little bit about teen drug abuse. Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
Is there any time of the year when teen drug abuse gets greater?
Actually, there is. A lot of times, holidays, you see an increase in use, summer, and even spring break time.
Well, I would imagine that with teens, any time they gather together, there's always that risk.
Absolutely. It seems, too, when they're not structured, when they're not on a schedule, when there's more free time, it's not all teens, but certain teens can tend to get into more trouble regarding drug and alcohol use.
How big a problem is teen drug abuse? Is that the biggest age of users?
It's a pretty big problem. You have 50% of kids in school every day who know where they can get drugs. You have 20% of high school seniors that smoke marijuana on a regular basis. And, you know, you have kids who are trying prescriptions and synthetic drugs almost every day.
So really, even kids that don't use this kind of stuff would probably be able to tell you where in school or who you could talk to get it?
Absolutely. There was just a study done that indicated that 50% of kids know where they can get drugs during the school day.
Wow. I bet a lot of parents would be shocked to hear that.
Absolutely. Not only that, but some parents say, well, I'm going to send my kid to private school. Well, it was found that just as many kids knew how to get drugs in private school as public school.
That's amazing. Do you hear a lot of surprises by parents when they find stuff like this out, when maybe their youngsters are involved in this and they go in for treatment?
A ton of surprise. You know, drug addiction could be going on since the kid was 14 or 15, and at 21 or 22, when the person is a full-blown addict, when they've been arrested, when there's been major problems, the parents will still be shocked, and they never would have believed that their 14 or 15-year-old started using drugs when they did.
It's kind of an old cliche. We hear it all the time with regard to fighting drug use, but it's really never too early to start talking to your children about that problem.
It's not. The latest statistics report that kids at 11 are starting to use drugs and try drugs, and with prescription drugs, with alcohol, with marijuana, with this stuff being more available, with synthetic drugs also, you have to talk to your kids.
Well, what drugs are the most, what are teens more likely to use? What drugs are more likely for teens to be at risk with?
Well, the number one drug of abuse by teens is marijuana. It's been for a long time. Secondarily, we're having a major problem with prescription abuse with teens. Painkillers are number one, but closely following are synthetics or, stimulant drugs like Adderall and Ritalin. And then the third category are synthetic drugs. These are man-made drugs. They were once legal, sold in gas stations and convenience stores, and they mimic the effects of illicit drugs.
I suppose when you're talking about teens, they're not walking around with thousands of dollars in their pockets, so it's usually stuff that's pretty easy for them to get a hold of.
Absolutely. With prescriptions, a lot of the time what happens is a kid in school or someone they know is on a prescription, they may share it. Some kids sell these drugs in school. They're not a lot of money, and other kids will buy them and try the drugs. With synthetic drugs, these drugs, like I said, they were sold in gas stations and convenience stores. Some states still have this happening, and a kid could walk in for a few dollars and buy one of these drugs.
Wow, yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the signs. What signs should people look for to see if a teen might be experimenting a little bit with drugs?
What you may see is just more of a favor towards the drug culture. They may start watching things on TV or playing video games or talking about or promoting or supporting the drug culture. They may have an idea, or you may get from them, that they think drug use is okay or safe or not dangerous. The other thing is they may feel like, you know, you may feel like they're hiding something, and you may just see a little bit of a change in attitude and just demeanor.
That sounds like a typical teenager, though.
Sure, absolutely, it does. But the drug use, it spans a bit more than that. You know, with a teenager, you may have reactions that are not quite expected. You have hormones, you have everything else. But with drug use, it's almost taken to another level, and it will happen more frequently, and it will be more intense.
Well, what about if a teen actually has a drug problem? Are there other signs then we look for?
There are. What you want to look for then is a change in eating and sleeping habits. The person, you know, if they're using a synthetic drug, they may not be able to sleep for a day or two. Then they may crash. You may not be able to wake them up the next day. Change in eating where they may come home at night. Let's say if they're smoking marijuana, they're coming home at night, they're eating a lot of food. Maybe the next day they're not feeling as well. You're also going to see financial problems if you have money missing in the house. It could be because there's a drug problem. a change in physical appearance. You want to look for dark circles under the eyes. If they come home at night and their eyes are really bloodshot and their skin looks kind of clammy and they're acting lethargic, there's a chance they're probably high on marijuana or pills.
You know, they're pretty good about telling stories, though. They're pretty good about trying to hide that stuff.
Absolutely, they are. But if a parent really reads the signs, especially of the drugs, of, you know, marijuana prescriptions and synthetics, and they really know what someone looks like when they're high, they can catch it with a teen. And as much as teens, you know, they will try to hide it, eventually if a parent is educated enough and has talked to them, the teen won't be able to hide it very long.
Now, we're talking about all teens, too. Any teen can fall into this. Just because a teen might come from, a great family that's very close, maybe a family of means, it doesn't mean that they can't fall into these things, too. You can't really stereotype this stuff.
Not at all. Any teen can fall into this stuff. And what often happens is a teen doesn't necessarily set out to become a drug addict, but, you know, they'll see promotion of drugs in the media. They'll see it through social media. They'll hear from their friends that these drugs are safe, that they're not harmful, that they're not addictive, and they'll try them. And maybe they have a problem, and the drug somehow seems to solve the problem for them temporarily. And the next thing you know, they get hooked. And that's why they have to be talked to early, and they have to be taught about the dangers of this stuff.
Is it different approaching teens? Because we want to help them if we see some of these signs. So what do we do, and do we have to do anything differently than we might do, say, for example, with an adult?
I would say you have to be, with a teen, you have to be kind. You don't want to be judgmental. You don't want to say things that are very harmful or invalidated toward them. But you want to let them know the facts, the dangers of drugs, the side effects, what problems they can get into in their life if they use them. Also, having a drug education program where they've talked to someone that's been through it can be helpful. And, you know, just urging them to get help. With a teen, someone under 18, you can take them and have them talk to a counselor, and the person may not be excited about it, but the earlier you handle the problems, the better off they're going to be.
Well, at least with someone who's under the age of 18, you have a little bit of control there, too. You could take them someplace, and they really can't just say, no, I'm an adult, I'm not going.
Absolutely, that's right. And the time to get it and the time to handle it is when they're under 18 if there's a problem. And I've had a lot of parents who the kid will be 18 or they'll be in their 20s, and they feel helpless because the person refuses to get help. So if you have control, if you see there's a problem, don't wait, because a lot more negative things can happen if you do.
It's tough, you know. You've got circumstances going on at that age anyway, where the last thing a teenager really wants to do is be around their parents or hear it from mom and dad anyway. But, you know, on top of that, as parents, you know, we want the best for our kids. So we almost feel like we've failed when they fall into these things.
Absolutely, and that's normal. I think when any kid has a problem, the parent, to some degree, will blame themselves. But if you are a parent, if you have a kid, and the kid's between the ages of 10, 11, up until 18, make sure you talk to your child regularly about drugs, about addiction. Make sure they understand. Let them ask questions, and let them know that you're a safe person to come and talk to, that you will help them.
Well, it's so early to see some of those early, or it's so hard to see some of those early warning signs. Sometimes by the time we notice any changes or differences, it's gotten pretty far along. Counseling is great, but sometimes you need to go a little further than that. What do you need to do? What should folks do? Make the call to Narcanon?
Sure, you can make a call. It's a toll-free number. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's confidential. The number is 1-800-468-6933. We can do assessments for you, we can answer questions, and we can refer you to 10,000 programs in the country.
Erica, when people call, who do you want to hear from? The actual drug abuser or a friend or family member of that person?
It doesn't matter. We'll speak with anyone. If the person is you know, out there, they're on drugs, they need help, they need someone to talk to, they can call in, family members, friends. You know, we can answer any questions from anyone, even if you're a teacher or someone who works in the probation system.
And it's no pressure. There's no commitment when you make the phone call.
No, none.
Okay, very good. And they can always do that on online as well. You have access for folks, plenty of information that they can find online.
Absolutely. They can go to stopaddiction.com, or for a lot of free resources, we have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/NarcanonArrowhead. And we have articles going up on that page every single day.
You bet. Well, we're into prom season, so it's a good time to be paying a lot closer attention to your children these days. Let's see if we can stop some of this before it gets too far along. Erica, thanks a lot for your time. Continued success to you.
Okay, thank you.